Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of August, recording at 9:14 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights in here today. And stock markets, again, very steady action overall. Nothing spectacular, but just ranging higher for the most part. And as Owen has been pointing out in the charts of the day that we've been posting, we have seen a number of upside breakouts from little trading ranges this week. And it will take some downward dynamics and breaches of the lost little trading range lows to offset the near-term scope for higher gains. But I've gone too far on that. This is supposed to be highlights first. Government bonds, reasonably steady. And in terms of currencies here, the dollar a little weaker against most currencies, but not the yen. It's up against the yen. And precious metals, reasonably good day in here. Silver had a very good day, moving back towards the higher side of its trading range. It's been the leading precious metal. And we had platinum up again fairly strongly here today. Well, $8.50, nothing spectacular, but steady action overall. Industrial metals, that's another story. Now, you might recall, I mentioned in an earlier audio, it might have been the Friday audio, that nickel price, having pushed up to the big psychological $30,000 level and appearing overextended, its type 1 ending and acceleration, in other words. And with that massive bear squeeze, the huge backwardation, the criticism of the LME stepping into limit moves on the cash price and so on, all that suggests to me that nickel has reached a peak. Now, the technical evidence isn't conclusive, but it's starting to react from that level. I'll put it this way. Nickel would have to break clear of the $30,000 level and maintain that move to reaffirm the overall uptrend. Now, it was down another $1,000 here today, $27,500, and I've already said it. It looks to me like this is an important resistance area, and we could expect nickel to react and consolidate really for quite some time. That's not all that bearish, and I certainly wouldn't short it, not with that backwardation that exists, and also I wouldn't short it because it's in a secular bull market overall. And there is a genuine shortage of nickel. But enough is enough for the short term. So where are these spectacular moves take place? However much I like the sector for the long term, I turn cautious in the short term. And the ones that I would be concerned about most of all right now would be nickel, copper, and zinc. Those have been the star performers. Precious metals look far better technically to me at this stage, and they have some, they've been doing reasonably well, and they certainly have some catch-up potential relative to the industrial metals. Again, this is supposed to be a review. I'm a little tired. I was away for much of the day, up very, very early, and I think I mentioned that yesterday that I would be away, but nevertheless, I still had time to run through quite a bit in terms of some emails that have been piling up. I'm swamped in emails. But back to the markets here. So the review of the day turned into more discussion of various different asset classes. So let me go back and continue in that theme. First, the stock markets. I pretty well said it. We would need to see downward dynamics and or breaks of the last little trading range reaction lows to offset scope for some higher levels. Now, what I'll add to that is that there's no doubt that people have backed away from those very bearish perceptions regarding interest rates that they were expressing back in May and June during the sell-off. Now, interest rates are, I think, pretty much in line with the fuller money forecasts here, and that the action that we've seen overall is very much in line with medium-term correction. And again, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of a little shakeout in September or October, but that would be, were that to occur, I would say that markets now have quite a bit of underlying support. So again, I see nothing to suggest that we're going to see the June lows taken out for the markets that have established bottoms back then and have been moving subsequently in a ranging fashion back up towards their highs or above, in the cases of some of the European stock market indices. So that's a by no means an alarming backdrop. And another, a factor that I think may be fueling this additional rally, I did mention that all those people on holiday, those investment managers and other investors coming back from their holidays and probably having lightened somewhat in the June sell-off and with cash in their accounts, and the markets are moving higher. So that's certainly drawing in cash in the short term, and when that's run down a bit, we may well see a bit of a correction in September or October, but that will create another buying opportunity, in my opinion. Government bonds, steady action here overall. I don't like the sector, as you know. You're probably bored with hearing me say that, but I've also said that with a pistol in my head, I would be long rather than short. I'm not buying them because there is that overhead resistance on the charts, and it looks to me like we're just getting a technical rally within the early stages of a secular bear market where we will see gradually higher long-dated yields over the long term. That will be in response to some of the inflationary pressures that central banks have created and have been trying to choke off a bit recently, but they're not going to have any sort of really tough stance on inflation in terms of monetary policy. The words might be tough in some instances, but the policies won't. We have an environment where there's enough debt. Take the United States. It's an economy run on debt in many respects, and there's no way that the Fed, against that background, will operate a really tight monetary policy, and because it would throw the U.S. economy into a steep and devastating recession, and there's no need to do that. They'll err on the side of inflation when push comes to shove, either in the housing market, stock market, or anywhere else. Meanwhile, I do maintain that the overextended housing market does, about which we've seen so much copy recently, that really does suggest to me that some money will be moving out of property, and that may be a fair amount of quite big speculative money. And that would be consistent with the property market correction that seems to be underway in the U.S. And the key question is, where will some of that money go? And I wouldn't be surprised if some of it goes into the stock market. And then now, let's see. Moving on here, currencies. You know my view, mostly ranging. But the dollar does have a gradual downward bias overall. Precious metals, I like the sector, as I've already said. They're best purchased on dips. And having just rolled my silver over yesterday, rolled forward my silver yesterday, also the palladium, the platinum, nope, the palladium, I was right the first time. Having rolled those two forward, now silver's run. Run late yesterday and again today, so I really will go in and place an in-the-money stop just to protect that. I'm going to get back to some more active and hopefully sound trading tactics. The bad news, and this is as embarrassing as it is extensive, as expensive. Let me say that again. This is as embarrassing as it is expensive, is natural gas. What a disappointment here. This has fallen 60 cents in here today. Now that's back down to the lower side of the base formation that is occurring, but these base formation developments certainly do test patience, not for the first time. And the problem, that wouldn't be too bad. The ideal strategy for this type of environment, as I mentioned in my comments today, shortly to be posted in response to an email, is it's a baby steps, buy low, sell high, jobbing opportunity, just to defray some of the contango costs. But the problem is, perhaps due to seasonal factors, that the next rollover from the October position into the November position, well, the November position is trading approximately $2 above the October position, and that's just much, much too expensive in terms of positioning. And I may just have to accept that I should, if this natural gas doesn't move between now and late September when the October contract expires, I may just have to accept the disappointment and move on to something else. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Crude oil picked up a bit. It had traded under, got down to 68.65, currently 70.41. And that's it, folks. Until tomorrow, all the best.